Saturday, noon. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It doesn't look as if we have much time. This has to be creation's afternoon. Our progress shatters sanity, and soon will push the world right back into the slime it once emerged from. Look at all the grime upon our souls, how filth and muck is strewn onto our every thought, how good is hewn away and left to die. It's such a crime. I wouldn't be too sure if I were you. In every age, the evil is appalling. But that's not what I'm waiting for. You see, the evil doesn't matter much to me. There always is a remnant that I'm calling. The good must be complete before I'm through. Master, how wonderful your wisdom is, so far beyond human understanding. Psalm 139, Part 1. Yahweh, you have scrutinized me, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I stand. You know my thoughts, even if you are far away. You understand where I walk and when I lie down. You know everything there is to know about me. Before a word of mine even reaches my tongue, there you know, Yahweh, all about it. You have hemmed me in, behind and in front of me, and your hand is always laid on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's so deep I cannot fathom it. Where could I go to elude your spirit? How could I escape your presence? If I were to go up into heaven, you are there. If I were to lie down beneath the earth, you are even there. If I were to ride on the wings of dawn or live on the farthest edges of the sea, even there your hand would be leading me, with your right hand clasping mine. If I were to say yes, but darkness will hide me, even night will be light all around me, and darkness hides nothing from you, because night is as bright as day. For you, darkness is the same as light. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, how wonderful your wisdom is, so far beyond human understanding. I am the Master. I scrutinize the mind and examine the heart, and I give each person what his deeds deserve. Part 2. Because it is you who formed everything inside me. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And I give you praise for this, because I am fearfully, awesomely made. Everything you do is awesome, and my soul knows this very well. How I was constructed was not a secret from you when I was being made in my concealment and being molded down in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my reality, though it had no form as yet, and everything was already written in your book, all the days that were forged for me, while still none of them existed. How priceless to me are your thoughts, my God! How enormous their number! If I were to count them, they would be more than the grains of sand. To finish, I would have to be eternal like you. Now, if only you would kill off all evil people, my God! Go away, you bloodthirsty fools! Because your enemies denounce you viciously, and they use your name as a curse. Should I not hate the ones who hate you, Yahweh? Do I not loathe everyone who opposes you? I hate them with the very essence of hatred, and consider them my sworn enemies. So scrutinize me, my God, and understand my heart. Test me, and know my concerns, and see if there is anything evil about what I do. And lead me, please, along the path to eternity. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I am the Master. I scrutinize the mind and examine the heart, and I give each person what his deeds deserve. Reading, Jeremiah 6:16. Stand in the road and look. Find the ancient trails where the good path is, and walk in it. And then you will find rest for your souls. What you say is my eternal inheritance. It is the joy of my heart. Master, please make the peace we pray for a reality, and let us live out our days in quiet contentment. and by the help of the Virgin Mary's prayers, reach your kingdom safely. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.